This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And as we do, we're going to speak with Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you this evening? Hope everything is going well.
I guess it's going about as good as it's going to go, especially now because let's talk about your latest article. I actually expected to see something move along these lines. I was completely caught off guard for what ended up happening. But the Supreme Court has decided to kick everything to the curb.
Well, they kicked the 10 cases that had been in conference.
Right.
And denied a writ of certiorari, which basically means they refused to hear the case, in all of those 10 cases. There actually are a couple other cases in the pipeline, so, you know, it's not as if every Second Amendment case was completely cleared out.
But right.
I was surprised as well, because what was the point of keeping all these 10 cases essentially in the lineup for years? I think it's as much as 2 years in the longest case, and the cases took years to get there to start, and then just denying certiorari to all of them at once. Just why even bring them to that point? And my best analysis or guess is probably just as good a word, is that the court remains split. Even with Kennedy gone, the new swing vote is now Justice Roberts. That's pure speculation. I wasn't in the room when they made the vote. I don't know who voted which way.
Right.
But in general, there appear to be four justices on the court who are willing to enforce Second Amendment rights, at least to some extent. And then there are four justices on the court that seem willing, even eager, to relegate the Second Amendment to the dustbin of history by not enforcing it and allowing states who are so inclined to infringe upon it at will, or nearly at will. And so it just seems strange to bring all 10 of these cases to this point and then deny all of them. I've heard people say, or write, I've read people write, I should say, that there is some psychological component to this, that, Chief Justice Roberts didn't want to appear to be anti-Second Amendment, and then this was somehow a way to make it appear like he was less anti. That doesn't ring true to me. I just don't believe that this is a conspiracy that has been actively worked on for 2 or 3 years. It would be easier to just deny cert piecemeal. I mean, because this is a much more dramatic impact. Deny all 10 cases in one day. I mean, that's more dramatic. What I don't understand, really, is what changed. Something convinced somebody to make a change. It may have been Chief Justice Roberts. We really don't know, but I would say that's probably the way to bet, because we had a very similar dramatic case in the Obamacare decision. At least many have speculated that the constitutionalists and originalists believed that Chief Justice Roberts was going to rule against the constitutionality of Obamacare, And then just in the last minute, he changed his mind and wrote a completely opposite decision. I mean, that's to a certain extent speculation, but it's speculation by people who claim to be knowledgeable about what goes on inside the court. So if that's what happened, we don't really know what sort of pressures have been brought to bear inside the Supreme Court to reach the decision which we saw. So your speculation is probably as educated as mine. There's much we don't know.
Well, see, when they relisted them, I had heard that typically they don't hear a case until they have been relisted twice.
Yes, but they relisted some of them four or five times.
Yeah. And I didn't know the exact count on this. I thought maybe this was the first time they had been relisted. Then I thought about it for a while, and I was like, that's probably not true. But I was hoping that after they mooted the New York case, that they would take up one. Because even Kavanaugh was saying they should take up one.
I was thinking they would at least take up one and might even group cases together. I mean, there were several cases that dealt with carrying outside the home.
Right.
There were two or three cases that dealt with magazine bans. There were a couple of cases that dealt with so-called assault weapon bans. There was, a plethora of cases for them to pick and choose what they wanted to deal with. So that's why I was admittedly surprised that they just denied all of them. And Justice Thomas and Kavanaugh in their dissent gave good reasons why they shouldn't have, but obviously they were in the minority.
Yeah.
I advise people not to be too pessimistic about this. I think that the left is fairly desperate because if President Trump is reelected, they face losing more power, and they have had to come out in very blatant ways in the media to show how absolutely biased and basically that they're simply advocates, that, they're not neutral, and most of the mainstream, so-called mainstream media, cannot claim any neutrality anymore. It's obvious they're advocates on the left side of the spectrum. And they would not be sacrificing that image of neutrality or credibility, unless they were pretty desperate, in my opinion.
Right.
So I think this is maybe a sign of weakness instead of strength, because they certainly are losing credibility as an institution.
Well, when we come back from the break, I've got a fine hypothetical for you. Just because I would love to hear your opinion of it, but that's when we come back. So there are other cases in the pipeline that may make it to the Supreme Court, or they are headed for the Supreme Court?
There's a case from California on whether I think it's Rodriguez, and it's where a woman had her firearms confiscated even though she legally could have them, and the government just refused to give them back.
Right.
So that one is supported by the Second Amendment Foundation, and it's coming up.
And the Young case is moving forward now.
It should. And I would think that if the Ninth Circuit finds, and the odds are it would probably find it to be a constitutional restriction. But remember, President Trump has replaced several justices, several judges in the case of the Ninth Circuit, so it's not clear that they will obviously find the Young case to be constitutional. So we don't know what will happen with that, but yes, it should move forward now that the New York rifle and pistol case was mooted.
Well, you hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. You can find all the stuff that Dean has written lately, and when I say all the stuff, I'm talking well over 1,500 articles at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lock and load. And we are talking to Dean Weingarten. So let me ask you my hypothetical, Dean. So it's sort of a coincidence that at the same time the Supreme Court has decided that 10 of these cases don't warrant their attention, and a lot of people are a little bit upset in the Second Amendment advocacy, at the very same time, inadvertently, the left has sort of mooted gun control. Between when you look at like right now, NYPD is talking about all of the people they've had to arrest that got let out of jail due to COVID-19.
Yeah.
Right? And that's happening in New York, where you can't have a gun unless you're very politically lined up and everything. And then the other part is, we have all of this unrest in areas where, admittedly, they're sort of blue. And we haven't seen a whole lot of it in anywhere that's sort of red. But they have tried. I mean, they tried to put something up in Asheville. They tried something in Tennessee, in Asheville, North Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee. And
New Mexico is kind of a purple state.
Yeah. So I'm wondering right now if all of this goes the way I think it's going to go. Because, first of all, voting for... I can't imagine what they're thinking. I was really wondering about them with Hillary Clinton when they ran her in 2016. They went the way of the Republicans because, you know, Republicans, like when Bob Dole ran, he got the nomination because it was his turn. And when John McCain ran, he got the nomination because it was his turn. And when Mitt Romney ran, he got the nomination because it was his turn. And the Democrats didn't, they didn't normally do that. But then Hillary, it was her turn. And now with Joe, I guess it's his turn.
But it is to an extent. But they just don't have much depth of talent. I mean, you look at the field. Where's the standout? There isn't any. They boxed themselves into a corner. And as for Hillary running, in a way, it was her turn. But at the same time, Hillary and Bill had built a machine that had a tremendous amount of control and impact on the Democrat Party as a whole. So as much as I think Hillary was a lackluster candidate and, a sane political machine would have chosen someone else, she and Bill Clinton had so much influence and had so many deals and power structure and funding in place that the powers that be in the DNC could not and would not stop her from being the candidate. In fact, they went to considerable trouble to elevate her over Bernie, in my opinion. I don't know if Bernie could have won the nomination, but he was, in my opinion, a better spoken and more likable candidate than Hillary.
Yeah.
I mean, because Hillary was just so bad. I mean, she just, she did not, she has, I would say, negative charisma. She just, I've got to give Hillary some credit. She, through sheer guts and determination and ruthlessness, worked her way up into becoming a senator and a presidential candidate with very little, what appears to me, very little native ability for the job.
Or qualification.
Well, yes. I think you could make the case for that.
Well, who was it? Was it Chris Dodd that stepped out of the way so she could become a senator?
I don't remember, but yes, she was basically coronated into the Senate seat in New York.
She'd already declared before they bought a house in Chappaquiddick.
Yes.
Or Chappaqua.
When the histories are written after some time, I think people will be amazed that what will probably refer to as the corrupt Clinton family was able to accumulate as much power as it did.
Yeah.
It's just there. Now, I'm talked a little bit about what sort of pressures might be brought to bear inside the Supreme Court. And one of the things that struck me is that whoever this swing vote or votes might have been, they at least have some consideration that they don't want to rule on the Second Amendment. It means there must be at least a scintilla of conscience in their minds that they don't want to directly contradict the Constitution in a written opinion. Because they could have easily agreed to hear the case and then ruled basically to destroy the Heller and McDonald decision. They could have gone that route. Wouldn't be hard. If you've got enough votes to dismiss the cases, you have enough votes to make a decision. But they didn't do that. They do not want, whoever they are, do not want to have to rule. So they must have at least a scintilla of conscience about not wanting to directly contradict what's in the Constitution. So there is that. I mean, I'd be happy to have you explain to me why they didn't just decide to take the case and then destroy Heller.
I have no idea on that one. All I'm saying is that when I look at the Democrats now and I look at what they, and this is the thing. See, when they get out there and they blame Republicans for them, but then they start talking about the system. Let's look at the system. They've got academia. They got the media.
Yeah.
They have Hollywood.
Yes.
They have a lot of things. They're in charge of a lot of things and have a lot of influence over the system that they set
they
up.
They are the system.
Yeah.
They have been the system for 50 years at least.
Yes. So when they're out there talking about solving issues, and this is where I think that, this is where I think Trump's going to drag Joe Biden all over the place. Because Joe Biden was a... I tell you what, we'll get into this when we get back from the break. Dean, of course, has written well over 3,000 articles now. Half of them you can find at amoland.com. We've already talked about one of them, which was the Supreme Court. Before we're over with tonight, we will talk about one of the others. But this is covering the entire spectrum. That's why you should go look at it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard is filing felony murder charges against the former police officer who shot and killed Rayshard Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot in Atlanta, Georgia. Howard talks about the night Brooks died.
Mr. Brooks, on the night of this incident, was calm. He was cordial and really displayed a cooperative nature.
Former Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe is facing a total of 11 charges. Rolfe allegedly shot Brooks after Brooks stole his taser and fired it at him, just missing him. The Trump administration is imposing sanctions on Syria's president, his wife, and 37 others for human rights atrocities during the country's civil war. The sanctions include putting visa and financial restrictions on President Bashar al-Assad and his wife, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Republicans are unveiling a police reform plan. The plan would push police departments to ban the use of chokeholds and also create a national database for police officers who have been in trouble before for using excessive force. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott says now is the time to act.
Too often we're having a discussion in this nation about, are you supporting the law enforcement community or are you supporting communities of color? The answer to the question of which side do you support, it's I support America. And if you support America, you support restoring the confidence that communities of color have in institutions of authority.
The Justice Department issued a report proposing that laws governing internet companies be reformed and some immunities should be rolled back to help incentivize internet businesses to be responsible actors. Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act has not been updated in over 20 years. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And I'm speaking with Dean Weingarten. And here's what I want to theorize to you. See, I think Trump's going to point out to Joe Biden and the Democrats and Pelosi and Schumer, you guys have been in charge for a very long time. You only took this up, and where all of these things are happening, you still are in charge. You got the city councils, you got the mayors. I mean, and it's been that way sometimes for 50, 60, 100 years. So what are you doing looking at me? And then I think he's going to make some, and like today, he did the executive order that's going to do some reformation, and the Senate's taking it up, and the tone-deaf House will probably take it up, I don't know. Did you see when they wore I think they call them the Kente scarves, did you see that?
When they took a knee? The African scarves, highly colorful?
The colorful, those scarves have a connection to the slave trade in Africa.
Yes, they do. Those were some of the foremost slavers in Ghana, as I recall.
Yeah. So, I don't know where I guess they were on sale somewhere. They were like, these are African? Okay, we got a photo op coming up. Let's just grab about 20 of them.
I think they're still in the mode that they don't have to worry about anybody pointing out stupid inconsistencies to them because they believe the media has their back. And it has for, about 50 years.
Well, it is so bad, though, right now, that certain members of the leftist media are now, like, New York Times is getting beat about the head and shoulders because of the Tom Cotton op-ed.
Yes.
By leftists.
Yes, because they dared to be the slightest bit even-handed in the editorial section.
Right.
They had the effrontery to dare allow there might be another point of view other than their own. I mean, the left is showing itself as absolutely intolerant of any other point of view. And the more the left gains power, the more intolerant they become. Because then they start eating their own. You weren't as leftist as me, so out you go. And in far left administrations in other countries, this devolves quickly into bloodshed. like in the Soviet Union or North Korea or in Cambodia. You know, the virtual signal, who is more leftist than me, and the strongest and most ruthless rise to power because they kill off their opposition and imprison them. So this lack of restraint is a defining characteristic of the left.
Yeah. I just think they're toast. I think they're toast this time around. I've taken away statues in France right now. The President Macron, he's out there saying we'll be taking down no statues. We'll not be rewriting any history.
Yes.
If we got to look to France to get courage.
The nation of courage. Yes. As a beacon of what an administration should do to stand up to the mob.
Right. Well, on the other hand, at the same time, one thing I think that Trump is doing is he's allowing these states to, you know, pretty much toast themselves.
Well, yes. I mean, look at what's happening in Seattle. I would say you could look at what's happening in New Mexico, where you have the governor there, or not the governor, the mayor of Albuquerque, I think Teller is there. Keller is their name, and they said after this fellow used a handgun to defend himself against a mob that was attacking him, that he would introduce a measure to repeal the New Mexico constitutional guarantee of the right to keep and bear arms so that the cities could disarm people so this wouldn't happen again.
Yeah,
New Mexico may be a purple state, but the right to keep and bear arms is very popular there.
Yeah.
And so it shows, you know, when you allow these leftists free reign, how bizarre their opinions actually are. And I think that in 2018 in particular, the media basically in the U.S., most of the media, the vast majority of media in the United States is far left. And they just jumped the chart. They were unhinged by Trump's election. And as a result, we got people in Congress like AOC. And I think that other far left politicians were elected where otherwise they might not have been. And those politicians are showing how extreme the left's positions are.
It didn't help that 38 Republicans just quit.
Yes, exactly. That's all part of that formula about how
it happened. Didn't help. That didn't help at all. I still haven't figured that out because I know a couple of them that did, and I haven't had a chance to say why. When I get a chance, I will. But I haven't had a chance to say why. But or ask why.
I understand that too, and I don't know for certain, but it looks like it was somehow, in some way, coordinated or orchestrated, because that's just an extreme number to all quit in the same election year.
Yeah, it is.
It just doesn't normally happen. And
so then,
my suspicion is that the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, was involved in some way.
Yeah. And see, this is the other thing I don't understand about right now. See, during that time when Ryan was the Speaker of the House, nobody defended Trump.
Exactly.
Nobody was defending Trump. And now with McCarthy, I don't see, I mean, he would be the heir apparent, I believe, but I still don't, where are the Republicans on all this stuff right now? Why isn't Jim Jordan getting up there, jumping up and down, going, what are you people doing? Where is government on this? Why are you withdrawing and giving up neighborhoods and letting your constituents fall to the mercy of these terrorists? And that's the other thing.
We should be seeing pushback against the Black Lives Matter commentary. No one is allowed to speak out against them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm speaking out against them right now, and I'll continue to do so. But in general, it seems as most politicians, including most Republicans, are terrified of speaking out against Black Lives Matter, even though they have shown themselves essentially to be a terrorist organization.
Well, Antifa is a terrorist.
I mean, they terrorize anyone,
yeah,
and work hard to tear down anyone who disagrees with them in the slightest. If you disagree with them, you may lose your job.
Yeah. Well, depends on what
it's
your job is, doesn't it?
A terrorist is throwing bombs, but it's that way.
Yeah. The other thing I want to know is if Antifa has been declared a domestic terrorist, what does that mean for me and you if we see Antifa operating and there's no police around? What does that mean for me and you?
Well, it's a good question because I have to say I haven't researched it, but I'm not sure if that domestic terrorist appellation has been made official yet.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because if it had been made official, I would think that Chaz or Chud or Claude or Chop or whatever it is, I would think that would be a declaration of war, and we'd be dropping troops in right about now, taking that over.
Well, I tend to agree. I don't think it's an official designation because they still seem to be operating pretty openly.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of support for Antifa on the left. The left sees them as essentially
paramilitary.
A group.
Paramilitary group. Yep. Anyway, coming up on the last break, and when we get back, Dean wrote this article that I find fascinating simply because the title confuses me. And what I want to talk about when we get back, Dean, Florida First District Court of Appeals, concealed gun, not valid reason for stop.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
That's confusing to me, just the title, because, you know, if it's a concealed gun, how they know he had it in order to pull him over. But I want to hear about that when we get back. You can catch this article at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Firing line coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we finally got to the point to where now I want to know about this article. I want to know how does somebody notice you have a concealed handgun?
Well, in the case that went before the First District Court of Appeal in the state of Florida, when the officer approached the individual for a translucent plate over the license plate on his vehicle, on the vehicle where it was at, the individual raised his hand, and in doing so, he raised the shirt up a bit, and then the officer could see the butt of a pistol sticking out of his pocket, which had been concealed. Okay, and then as other preface to this, when I was getting my initial training as a law enforcement officer, gosh, I believe it was over 40 years ago, at that time I was told that if you suspected that someone had a weapon on them, with, say, a bulge in a pocket, or maybe the way they acted, I mean, there are several different keys that you can look for on how people act, you know, like they may touch their pocket in a certain way, or hold their elbow into their side. There are tells that sort of give you an indication they may have a weapon. And if you just suspected that they had a weapon, I was told, go ahead and detain them and search them, because if you find a weapon, I've never found a judge who would hold it against you, and they will be prosecuted. But back then, there were no concealed weapon permits in Wisconsin, and there were very few concealed weapon permits in the nation as a whole. And much has changed in the last 40 years. So what we are talking about is whether an officer who has some kind of reasonable suspicion that someone may have a concealed weapon is allowed to detain them and search them to either take the weapon or see that they have one, or even if they see a clear part of a firearm sticking out from under clothing, the court ruled that that in itself is not enough for reasonable suspicion to do a Terry stop or probable cause to arrest them. And because so many people, I think the court said there was something around 13% of adults in Florida that have some sort of legal ability to carry concealed weapons, that it would be unreasonable to be able to stop all those people by police just because they had a concealed weapon, because it's legal for so many. So that's what they're getting at. And I understand the confusion that might be by saying, they can't stop them for a concealed weapon, but it's the suspicion, reasonable suspicion, or even in this case, a pretty good probable cause to believe that it was a concealed weapon. And that this is backed up by other states. In Arizona, we had a case that was kind of similar. And then they had a case that was very similar in Pennsylvania, where it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And there are other cases. And what we are seeing is a basic transformation in the law from one in which somebody having a weapon was considered to be abnormal and questionable in itself, to where carrying a weapon is returning to where it was in the late 1800s, that it's a normal and rational activity for someone to do. So does that answer your question?
It does. I guess that's only in Florida.
Well, it's in Pennsylvania as well. There's a direct case in Pennsylvania. I believe there's another state where it's a direct case. Let me think. There's now 14 states where it doesn't make any difference.
Right.
Because we have, it's 16 states now, isn't it, that have constitutional carry. And in those states, you don't need a permit to carry a concealed weapon in most situations, in most public locations. And so in those states, it doesn't matter if somebody suspects that someone has a concealed weapon, because it's legal for almost everyone.
Right.
And then we have the rest of the country. There's only 8 states which do not have some form of shall issue permit, which is that if you meet these criteria, now they're stricter in some states than others, but they're objective criteria. You can look at them and say, do I meet that, that, and that? And if I do these things, I will get a permit. Whereas in these other 8 states that continue to laugh at the Second Amendment and the free exercise thereof by having laws where some government official or body can just subjectively say, I don't like that guy having a permit, or I don't like that woman having a permit. I don't like the way they look, or I don't like their education, or whatever. They can just make a subjective determination that they don't think that person should have a weapon out in public, or at all in some cases, like in New Jersey. And they just make a subjective decision, and that's allowed in those states. But in between, we have the 16 states with constitutional carry, and then these 8 states that sort of scoff at the Second Amendment. Well, that's 24 states. So there's 26 other states which have shall issue, where if you follow the rules, and they're usually not completely onerous, they're fairly easy in most places, you can get a permit to carry a concealed weapon in most places. And something like 35 states, well, about, I think it's, was it 26? I'd have to look up states. It's perfectly legal to carry openly without a permit, aside from the constitutional carry state. I'd have to get those numbers right, because they've been changing, and I haven't written up exactly what state you can carry openly without a permit, but you need a permit for a concealed carry. So that's a subset I haven't looked at recently.
The only
but
two
it's
states.
Over a dozen, I'm sure.
The only two states that are shall issue that do not have a provision for open carry are South Carolina and Florida.
Yes, that's correct. And the legislature in Florida has worked hard for years, at least the Republican part of the legislature, has worked hard for years to give the impression that they're trying to get open carry while behind closed doors they conspire to prevent those bills from ever being voted on or passed.
I can tell you right
and
now.
I think I can back that up.
Yeah. In South Carolina, the problem is that South Carolinian General Assembly seems to think that this is a very unique request within South Carolina. And they don't, you know, when you tell them that 44, 45 states have open carry and that we're the only, you know, one of the only two states that is shall issue that doesn't have open carry. And you see, like if I reach for something and I flash the butt of my gun, I'm likely to get escorted out of the building by the police. So, in any event.
It's a sad state of
it. It is. It is a very sad state.
I'm kind of surprised because I thought North Carolina was,
South Carolina. Well, I mean, North Carolina allows open carry and concealed carry, except you have to go to your sheriff to get the permit. Yeah, they still have a little Jim Crow happening. So anyway, we're about to run out of time. So one more time, let's talk about how they find your stuff, Dean's stuff. Of course, the biggest repository of it right now is at Ammoland.com. You go to all contributors, look for Dean Weingarten, and then just click that, and then just sit back and go pick out your topic. He's written about it already. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I always enjoy being on the show.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Now, once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.